If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who looks Edo, Aaron, and with me is the guy with flat feet, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Feeling good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good as well.
I think this anime started kind of whatever. I think the first three episodes are okay, but I think it really picks up after that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into it later, but man, I think this was, I don't know what it is about dancing anime, but I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, and what anime are we talking about, Jim?
The ballet classic, Dance Dance Danseur.
And do you have the synopsis?
Yes, and this is from my buddies at Anime News Network. Junpei Mura was fascinated with ballet as a child. But in his second year of middle school, his father passed away and he decided he needed to become more masculine. And he gave up his aspirations. While still having an attachment to ballet, he takes up the martial art, Jeet Kune Do, and becomes popular in his class. Then one day, a new transfer student named Miyako Godai arrives in Junpei's class, and her mother runs a ballet studio. Miyako realizes that Junpei is interested in ballet, and invites him to do ballet together.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so this is a 2022 sports anime, 12 episodes. This is created by Georgi Asakura. And it's really weird. She has, like, I was reading her biography. Uh-huh. And I guess she has, like, really weird body dysmorphia.
Really?
Yeah, she has, like, very long arms. And, like, whenever she draws herself, as a boy. Yeah, so it's very, very interesting.
Wow.
This was directed by Munehisa Sakai. And he directed One Piece from Water 7 to Amazon Lily. And Zombieland Saga.
Hey.
So that's like what? Four? Is it like four episodes of Cherry Bomb?
Yeah.
From Amazon Lily to Water 7?
Pretty much.
The studio was MAPPA. And they did Yuri on Ice, Punchline, Kakagure, Zombieland Saga, Jujutsu Kaisen, and the upcoming Vinland Saga Season 2. Check all of those out. I was always surprised when I see... Like, I had no idea we had that many MAPPA anime, but yeah.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to cover Vinland Saga when it comes out.
Yeah. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music was by Michiru. And she did Tomodachi Game, Mitsuboshi Colors, and Sense of a Bookworm. The opening is Nari Habiku Kagiri by Yuki, and the ending is Kazehana by Hitori. So, Jay, what did you think of the music?
The music is pretty good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I really like the classical... Not classical, but the ballet pieces are really good.
Yeah.
And
as for, like, the opening visually is super cool. I really like the reflection effects that it has.
Yeah, and it's in a POV, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. In Junpei's perspective.
It's from everybody. It's from different people's perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. What, do you have anything general you want to talk about, Jim?
So it's interesting that, like, I'm pretty sure, like, both of us aren't really that interested in dance.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this anime, like, really, for me at least, it really sucked me in, and I found it very interesting once I, like, saw them, like, doing their movements and all that.
So
And, like,
the classic thing that, and we like to say on this, but we haven't mentioned it so far because we've been interested in all the sports,
yeah.
but especially anime, but sports anime is really good when it gets you to care about something that you don't care about.
Yeah.
Like, look at like Rakugo, our descending stories. Like, we have no interest in seeing Rakugo, even knew what Rakugo was when we came in, but it made it really interesting. Look at ballroom. We had no interest in ballroom dancing.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
now we know how to foxtrot.
Exactly. And then it and right here, I think it's the staple of a at least a good anime is getting you interested, like in ballet.
Yeah, I think it did its job really well.
I really like how it gives the hard points of ballet as well.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of like weird things that like traditionally you start at a very young age, like around 10, they said.
Yeah, like if you start after 10, you're kind of
You're
dead in the water.
starting to like, yeah.
Or I really liked how like Junpei was it was weird, right? So he's like unrefined, but in like most anime that would like be a good thing almost, because like he's too creative
Yeah.
and he wants to go like off the script, but that's not what ballet is. Ballet is like very strict.
Yeah, it's not like a one person thing.
Yeah, so
It's like everybody as a whole.
yeah, I thought that was very, very interesting. Like a very different way to look at like sports anime, where it's like, no, you have to be a part of the crowd first before you can stand out,
Yeah.
which is pretty cool, I think. Man, how did you feel about the ending with the cousins, Jay?
So, I was actually, well, let me preface this with saying that I was happy when Junpei and Miyako got together.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, I was like super. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want. But then, like, for it to like really like flip the script at the end, I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't like the fact that they're cousins, but I
So,
think that's like the only thing that bothers me about it.
a really cool thing, and I guess you didn't realize it, and I didn't
What's
realize
up?
it too because I'm not like too familiar with it, but their story just mirrors Swan Lake.
Oh, yes.
So like it actually like the story is really like a re like at least their relationship is a story the story of Swan Lake. Even
Yeah.
ends by water too.
Yeah, wow. And I didn't realize
Yeah, it
that.
ends by water and then like the water crashes over
But does the prince win in
No.
like traditional Swan Lake? It's always the that Rothberg
Yeah.
guy.
Yeah, you didn't see at the end it, he wins, but then their love like kills him at the end. But yeah, so it just I really like it. It mirrors the tragedy that is Swan Lake. And
Yeah. I'm not too familiar with Swan Lake, so I wouldn't have caught that.
yeah, I had a,
But
someone in the comments pointed it out, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And there's that early scene when they're talking about Swan Lake. She basically goes like, yeah, everybody has their own version of it.
Yeah.
So like it just sets up like the meta retelling of Swan Lake. I thought it was really cute. They were really cute, Junpei and Miyako together.
Yeah, too bad we didn't even get to see them like out on a date or something.
Yeah. And then somebody also made a point where they're like, oh, I don't, it might not be like a romantic love that he feels for Miyako. Like it's just a dependency on her. Which is a whole nother issue, I think, entirely.
I mean, I think he was definitely was attracted to her. He liked how she looked even before that he knew that she did ballet.
Right.
So I think there was definitely more of than just like a dependency.
And there was also that one, he's like, "Oh, you like her, right? Or like him, right?" And she, Miyako, like blushes all crazy.
What are you talking about? Or so, she says something like
Yeah, but she's all blushing.
that.
Yeah, very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, and then there's that one scene where like they kind of like, was it their first dance together? And like he was like super into it,
Right.
and that like really got her blushing.
I thought the first little arc of Junpei wanting to keep his ballet secret went on a little too long.
Yeah.
I think it was just like kind of annoying because like maybe this is one of those things like obviously we're gonna get to the point where he's gonna be like, oh yeah, I love ballet, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it went on one episode. Like as soon as I was like, okay, it's kind of overstaying its welcome. It was over. So, excuse
Yeah,
me.
it did go on a little bit too long.
Man, how did you feel this versus Ballroom?
And it's been a minute since we watched Ballroom, but I could tell you that Ballroom, I think I had more fun watching Ballroom.
Oh, dude,
It
Ballroom
was
is.
and it's a lot more visually appealing.
Oh man, I love. But there was some crazy, what is that? The beast with four legs or whatever.
Yeah.
Visuals in this one too. Like when what's the white-haired kid's name?
Lu
Yeah,
Luau
Lu.
Luau Lu
Lu. Luau. But anyway, when he was in Swan Lake, when he told him to stay down, and
Oh
like even
yeah.
the crowd saw he was like a demon. That's pretty freaking dope.
Yeah, and at the end he just has like one wing. One was like
Yes.
torn off.
So
It
dope.
looked pretty cool. A little bit into Sigma cinematography there, but man, that was
Yeah.
such a awesome like scene altogether was
Yeah.
really good.
I put on here like the Swan Lake visuals
Yeah.
of him like getting back up and them like actually fighting. Pretty cool.
I think Junpei did get up a little too much in that scene.
Well,
I
that was
was like,
like,
come on.
yeah, like that was like the whole point. It was like, come on, dude.
It's like it's enough already.
You want to talk about art and cinematography, Jim?
Well, one other general thing that I want to mention is the stretching in this anime looks I don't know, it doesn't really look like visually appealing, but man, I'm always like shocked at like how like bendable these
How
people are.
flexible, right?
Yeah, like I can't imagine seeing like somebody doing like some of these stretches in real life.
Yeah, some of them look
Like,
like some of like the feet stretches they were doing.
yeah,
Or even
like that
like
one that,
when they were seeing him like curl his feet was
yeah.
like pretty crazy.
Like the one that like really like kind of like I was like, what the heck? Was when Lou had like it's like one leg forward, one leg back, and he has the forward one on like a stack of books. And it just looks like it's weird. It's like it's bending up from the knee. It looks really weird to me.
Also, that was really cool. They say like you don't practice too much because you build muscle, and building muscle stunts your growth.
Yeah.
That was also really dope.
Yeah, and that's like another thing with like starting early, because like you develop like the basics first before you start like doing like the more physical stuff because of that, because you don't want to build up muscles and then end up being short for it.
Right, Jay. Let's talk about art and cinematography.
So the ca for art, like the characters look pretty good.
Yeah, how do you feel about like the weird like their eyes? I think their eyes are kind of weird.
Yeah, it makes them look like they're almost on the they're like on the verge of crying all the time.
Yeah, that's so weird. And especially like the weird like arc in their eyes as well. Like everyone has it.
Yeah, it's like a planet or something. I don't know. It looks like a planet like peeking over the sun or something. I
Yeah,
don't know.
very
That's pretty
shoujo
weird.
eyes, I think.
Yeah. And then they have the long necks like
Like
we've seen in
ballroom,
other
it's pretty
anime.
funny.
Yeah, like in ballroom. I think ballroom is a little more dramatic.
Yeah.
But this one, they definitely have long necks as well.
Who's your favorite design character, Jim?
I think Miyako is the standout.
Yeah, the girls in this anime are pretty cute.
Who's the one girl's daughter?
Yeah,
Is
I
it
forget her name.
Natsuki?
She looks super dope.
Natsuki.
Yeah.
I really like well, she's like a tsundere character in it, but she's like super cute.
You know who she reminds me of?
Who?
She reminds me of the chick from Demon Slayer. The one who the head of the butterfly house.
Oh, the one that almost got
Yeah, stolen.
yeah.
Yeah. Her. She reminds me of her a lot, which is like
By
hilarious.
the one that was almost kidnapped by Tengen,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. The same like pouty face.
Yeah.
Yo, she looked. Which it sounds weird to say, but she looked really good with the smile too, at the end.
Oh yeah. Like that's what you look like with a smile.
Man, I guess like kind of dipping back into general. I do kind of want a season two of this. Getting like way ahead
One
of
I
it.
100% want a season two.
Cause if you remember, like Ballroom got really good at, like in the second half, when it came more about like him and finding his partner. And this anime actually like mirrors that as well,
Yeah.
where like the first girl you think he's gonna be with is not because she already has a partner, so he has to go out and find a new one. Like the same thing with this one.
Which I'm assuming is going to be Natsuki since they both had the
I
sparkles in
love
their
that. That
eyes.
was so. Speaking of cinematography,
Yeah.
I love how much like chemistry they have together.
Yeah. It's like such a like a opposites attract kind of situation.
Yeah. And then there's like that great scene when she goes to see the Swan Lake and she sees Junpei for the first time.
Yeah.
And like she gets sparkles in her eyes there, and that was like really dope. It was like a really
Yeah.
cool mirror from like when Junpei saw sparkles the first time he saw ballet.
Yeah. I
Jay,
wonder
hello?
if we're ever gonna meet
Oh.
that character, the
Oh, yeah.
freaking My Hero. I wonder if we're ever gonna meet that guy that that he's at that first ballet.
I hope so. That guy
The
looks
guy that
super
looks like
cool.
the Yeah, he looks like the My Hero homeroom teacher.
Oh, that's, I guess so, huh? Did he have tattoos and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
And he looked really cool. He looked like
I think he didn't have a
disheveled.
lot of tattoos, but I think he had a couple.
Arm tattoos. He looked really disheveled too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really like something that a person that you wouldn't see doing ballet.
Yeah, shirtless and everything too.
But you know, going back to like Natsuki, I feel like she has like an unconscious like attraction to Junpei like ever since like she first saw him.
Oh yeah.
Because like she always favors him, like even in that little pirouette contest that they had. Like yeah, he was only doing singles, but they were perfect.
Yeah, but they're hey, but she knows technically the technical thing of it. That's really cool. What's
Yeah.
next, Jay? Or actually, do you have any cinematography?
So there's a lot of the eyes. I really like the end at the beach. That was another really good I don't know thing.
Yeah.
Like battle, I guess.
Good, I
It
know, good scene, Jay. It's a
was a
good
good
scene.
scene. Also, his final test was pretty cool. I really liked the fall
Right.
that he had. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I do love like how like they knew, like, oh, he's sloppy, but it's like, man, imagine what he could do if he had, like, proper training.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I really love at the end of that scene, he's like, I'll forget everything I learned, even though what, which is super weird. He's like, even though the, you know, the other teacher, she liked how wild my dance moves were. Like, I'm willing to, like, drop that.
To make it work.
Yeah, to make it work. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Just speaking of that ending, I love how it's like, it sets up the rivalry even more, that they're being taught by two different people.
Yeah, definitely.
Very interesting. I'm pretty sure it's going to end with Lou winning in the end.
Yeah, probably.
He's just set up to be like, even though he's not the main character, he's set up to be the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a body not built for ballet, and even though, like, he's like technically better, Junpei was born with all these natural gifts.
Yeah.
So very interesting. I hope, like, the finale. Actually, what's crazy, I should mention, I've learned. I guess this is only adapted the first, like, 30 chapters of the manga.
Uh-huh.
And it's currently like 200 chapters out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so there's a lot to be covered still.
Man, I really do hope that I mean, it just ended not too long ago.
Yeah, I think not this season, but last season. In spring. June. In June, ended in June, yeah. So it was the spring season.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping that there's a second season, cuz I'm very interested to see, like, what happens next.
Right.
Because, I feel like it was just, like, almost like a Vinland Saga kind of situation where, like, now it begins.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, we felt like we got, like, half of an anime.
Yeah.
Like, I would and like with to it see... being a...
Go ahead.
Oh, I said, like, I'd like to see what is next.
Yeah. And with it being, like, 11 episodes, I feel like we were cut off a little bit.
Cheated early. By one.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. What about
characters? Man, I had another cinematography. I had another cinematography thing. What was it? If it comes back to me, I'll
okay
about it.
So, characters, Jay.
Oh, I know what I remember. I also like the situation where, like, it's kind of like you're kind of expecting Junpei to be at the Godai studio and Lou to be at the more fancy one, but I really enjoyed that, like, it was kind of flip-flopped.
I mean,
in the end,
it's not cinematography wise, it's just a,
I know, I just, like, a, oh, this is one thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah, no worries. All right, characters, Jay.
Oh, so there's Junpei.
Yeah, I do like his basic almost shonen journey he takes.
Yeah. It definitely is pretty shonen.
Yeah, of being like, oh, I, you know, ballet's really man, girly.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't that. And then and then loves ballet.
You know what I think is manly, Aaron?
Doing what you want.
Doing what you want and not caring what other people think.
100%. This scene, I mean, this scene doesn't have to do with anything, Jay, but I thought it was, like, very, very funny. There's a scene where, like, he's doing ballet or whatever, right, in front of his mom. Mm-hmm. And the mom's, like, having a good time, and then the phone rings. And I'm like, right when the phone started ringing, I was like, this is like, dad's dead. And then they're going to start crying. And literally, that's what it was. So, dad's dead.
Dang. You did it. You cracked the code, Aaron.
That shit was like very funny to me. I was like, oh my god.
I really like the scene with Junpei and Rao where Lou, where like, I think that Junpei needed to, like, take Lou somewhere. I think it was just to the fancy studio to, like, to get their respect back for the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou was doing, like, this crazy stretch, and, like, Junpei had to, like, So I'm like, what the heck? You got to teach me that stretch layers, but we got to go.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's next, Jim?
Lou.
Lou, you know, I don't know how I feel about Lou.
Yeah.
I
feel like
he's a very tragic character.
Yeah, but I feel like he's a little like, I don't really like the aspect of like he has like zero street knowledge.
He doesn't even know Japanese.
Yeah, can't I feel read. Like that's like, I feel like that's pretty crazy.
Oh, a little
over dramatic.
Problem I have with this anime now, not that I do, because we just passed Junpei.
What is it?
I think it's very out of. I guess it kind of makes sense that it's there because they are kids, but like the weird like ogling and stuff that happens in this anime feels out of place. Like, oh my god, their nipples! Did you see their nipples? Like, like I can see like yeah, they're boys or whatever. Like it kind of makes sense, but it feels like not right in this anime.
What are they like? They're like freshmen in high school?
No, they're middle schoolers.
Oh, they're middle schoolers.
Yeah. They're middle schoolers, and then what's her face is elementary schooler.
They think she's sixth grade, right?
No, she is sixth grade. She's in elementary.
Isn't I don't know how it is in Japan, but.
Because it's, whatever. It goes to 6, and then 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12 for. It's only 3 years of high school for Japan. Okay. Instead of R4.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, then that one guy is also like the secret pervert, I think is what they called him or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Secret playboy.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little out of place.
Yeah, I guess so.
And like any time Junpei made like goo-goo eyes at Miyako and stuff, like I also thought it was like a little out of place.
What about the scene where like she does like a jump and he sees her underwear?
Yeah, that also. But I could kind of get like as an outsider, like that's like the outsider perspective.
Yeah.
But I just think it didn't, like, I don't know. It takes away from the
gravity. The seriousness of the freaking. Yeah,
of the scenes.
Of the sport and of the whole situation.
Yeah. Like, but other than that, like, I would have liked it more if he was more, like, in awe of the jump than, like, seeing her panties.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that I guess kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
But Lou's okay.
Yeah.
I just don't like that he's like, he was crazy over sheltered to the point where he doesn't know how to read Japanese or.
It wasn't that he was sheltered. It was like he was abused.
Yeah.
He was that abused that he didn't even learn the language.
Mm-hmm. He can't read a map to get home. But you know what's funny is there's that, after that, he sees them kissing and he leaves he leaves by himself. He managed to get home by himself.
He managed to get to the retirement home by himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an hour away or 2 hours away or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people who had a problem with like the suicide baiting as well they did with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How would he, if he was like that abused, how would he have known, that it would have killed him.
I don't know. It's just grandma's pills. Makes you go to sleep. So just take a bunch of them.
Yep. Fall asleep forever.
I thought it was like really random that it was also thrown in there.
Yeah.
Like a quick scene of like, oh, I'm going to eat these pills. And then she's like, no. And then that's it.
Unless you love me.
Yeah. Don't leave me.
Bring some more candy.
Yeah.
I love chips.
Chips. There you go. Next is Miyako. Yeah. She also has like her role in this is like really tragic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of being this person that these two guys love. I wish she had more, like she does have more of a character they expand upon. because she feels like she's like there's a lot of depth between like a lot of these characters. Even Junpei has depth to him. Whereas like Miyako, not whereas, but also Miyako is like feels that she's not worth anything, like that she can't do anything. And these boys make her feel that she can.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of like toxic, not a good mindset to have.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. Her self-worth is very low.
Yeah, for sure.
And even
like if it wasn't for Lou or even maybe Junpei, she probably wouldn't even be doing ballet.
Yeah. But there is I don't know. She also has like her mom who like tells her like, oh yeah, you know, she's not being professional, she just wants to do it because it's fun or whatever.
Yeah.
And but then like, but she wants to do it for real.
Yeah.
But like never says anything. So like it's, I don't know, it's like tragic in that way, I think.
Yeah, the whole family's kind of like all because of that grandma.
Yeah, it's I guess it's a generational like abuse that family, like that family's really messed up.
Yeah.
And
Junpei should stay away.
I don't know about that, but I would really like to see the conclusion of that, of like that family saga, because it's very interesting. Like,
man, how tragic was it when Lou finished his dance and then the grandma like stood up and still called him
by his mom's
his
name.
His mom's name.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Well, she has dementia.
Yeah.
So.
And then they look alike. Yeah. They look super similar.
Yeah. Sad. Who's next, Jay?
There's like, I think it's the three boys in the class.
Anybody who you want to talk about?
Well, there's Natsuki. I really want to see how the bond between her and Junpei form.
Yes, I'm assuming. I really want to see that love blossom. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah, according to the wiki, there is a hint of mutual romantic feeling.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you see how much
like they chemistry, sparkle with each other.
Yeah, they have with each other.
And there was that one scene where Junpei like looks up at the balcony and she's there.
No.
And like they're like both sparkling.
Yeah.
I don't even think she noticed him, but
yeah, it's he very was cute. Sparkling. I like that. I like that romance. Anybody else, Jay?
And it's the head girl's daughter, of all people.
Yeah.
The lady that doesn't open her eyes.
Yeah. When she's mad.
I really like the freaking, they make a joke out of it at like towards the end. Is like the one teacher, he's like, are you seeing what's going on right now? Yes, I'm watching. And her eyes are so close.
You know what I really like that they didn't even like explain, which is pretty cool.
What's that?
I didn't even mention she has a little brother. They have a, she has a kid brother.
Who does?
Satsuki, or whatever her name is.
Natsuki?
Yeah, Natsuki.
Oh, a little brother.
Yeah. He was in the class.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
What the heck? Which one was it?
Literally, it's the scene when he's pulling her back. And, yeah, she goes, oh, it's the guy that my mom hates. And then Natsuki, hits him on the head.
And is it the one with glasses?
Yeah. And they have the same color eyes and everything.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's cute. They give like this character who wasn't like really introduced, but yeah, they have a...
Yeah, I remember that scene. I guess I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, it's very funny. You know, I really want to talk about Miyako's mom. What's the mom's name?
Well, it's not on here, but it's... We could just say Gorai-sensei.
Gorai-sensei. Baba-chan. Old lady.
Old lady.
I would love to learn more about her and like why she left the company and all that stuff.
Yeah. It seems like she got into like the Russian thing, but got but was sent back, right?
Yeah, she
She
either
got
was sent
in.
back or she chose to come back.
Yeah.
So it'd be very interesting. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, because it seemed like she was trying to prove her the grandma wrong.
Right, and she was
Because,
close.
yeah, she was really close.
Oh, and I also love how like that family is still like, yeah, Russian things are the best or whatever. Like the two mindsets of the schools are amazing, where like the Godai school is like, no, we want to get to be, into the Russian companies. And then while the company Junpei's in is like, no, we want to build up Japanese ballet.
Yeah, so that everybody recognizes us.
That's so cool. Very, very dope.
Yeah. I feel like the Godai studio, the teacher, she might be trying to live out her dreams throughout her students, if that's like what the goal is.
Right.
But I don't know, that's just me thinking out loud.
All right, is there anybody else you want to mention?
I don't think that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like Junpei's crappy friends. I didn't like any of them.
His bully friends.
Yeah. There was one of the kids that is part of the friends. Not like the main bully, but there's like one that looks like he's like a normal cute kid, but he's like, I don't know.
Along with the
I was like,
bad
what?
crowd.
Yeah, it looks like he wouldn't belong in that crowd. Looks like a good kid.
Excuse me, Jay. All right. Anything final you want to mention, Jay, before we end the wrap up?
Man, I want a season two.
Yeah, me too. It's been a while, I think.
Then
Since.
something like really made us want a season two, right?
Exactly.
Because most of the time, like, we're either satisfied or we don't want one.
Yeah, we don't want one, exactly. I guess, Megalobox 2, I think we lean both ways. We're like if there's a third season, that'd be really cool, but if not, like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Jay. Accessibility, it's high. There's no anybody can watch it, I think.
Yeah, I think anybody could watch this.
There's nothing too crazy.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of boy talk in it. That's about it.
And they can watch this on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, is it on Hulu?
I don't think so. No, it's not. I
Okay.
checked.
Yeah, so we'll see it on Crunchyroll. Rewatchability, Jay.
I really liked it. I think I probably would watch it after a while though. Not like
Not immediately.
not anytime soon.
So, remind me to tell you something after this. I have something but to tell you, but yeah, I have somebody I would recommend this to, but not 100% sure if they'd like it. But it's pretty. I think I'd watch it again with them though,
Okay.
if it came down to it. What's next, Jay?
After rewatchability is, well, what do you want to see in the second season?
I think we've already like lined out what we want to see. Do you want to see a
Yeah.
do you want to see a time jump?
Man, I don't know.
So we
I
don't
don't
have
think
to
I'd
watch
want to.
Junpei learning the basics again. Like give me like a year or two.
Yeah, maybe a year.
Yeah.
And then after that year, that's when they start like the couples dancing. And
Yeah.
that's when Natsuki comes back in.
I know some people would be like, or want them like a 2 or like 5 year jump.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't know how long it takes to learn the basics again, but it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, moment of truth. What do you give it?
Man, I'm kind of torn between high recommend and gotta go watch.
I think the gut, my gut says, I recommend.
Yeah,
Like
I
a
think I'm
really
leaning
high
to high.
recommend.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that as well.
Because that's, I mean, we always think about it. It's like, if it's usually torn between the two, it's usually a high recommend, I think.
Yeah.
If you need to talk yourself into a gotta go watch, it's probably a.
It's a high recommend.
It's a high recommend for sure.
Yeah. With that logic, in my mind, I'm decided that it's.
Yeah.
High recommend.
Like, I don't know if I've ever talked myself into a.
Gotta go watch.
I don't know if I've talked myself into other, like, going higher or lower.
Yeah, or, like, niche and other stuff.
Yeah, well, like, niche is, like, weird because it's, like, a subset, you know?
Yeah, it's either... It probably has, like, the niche has to do with, like, genre.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
All right, Jay, now that we've stretched out... Yeah, I guess so. Now that we stretched out and pureed our way.
Yeah, we did a whole bunch of pirouettes.
Yeah. And this being the end of sports month.
We're overacting.
Exactly. What do you have for our second consecutive theme month, Jay? Of
Dang. Well, we're doing Halloween.
Halloween. Or spooky month.
What is it? What is our name for it?
Oh, anime Scary Bomb.
Anime Scary Bomb, yeah.
Yeah.
With scary in quotations, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Today, me and Jay found out there's not a lot of horror anime.
Yeah.
And we're...
I mean, there are some, and I'm sure there's some deep cuts that we've missed. But,
I mean, to be fair, Anime Scary Bomb has never been about horror anime. Yeah.
It's never been strictly about horror.
Yeah, it's always been about
probably a monsters, probably like
Halloween adjacent.
Yeah,
things.
I think our first year of doing it was like the most like actual horror anime.
Was it?
I think we did Cheeky. We did another. We did
Vampire Princess Miu. Was that also in there?
I think so.
No, but the last one was
Ghost Stories. Ghost wasn't
Stories.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like...
It was majority, like, the actual horror.
Majority, yeah.
But anyway, Jay, what do you have for our first episode of Epsipsipo? Anime Chair. Scary Bomb. The longest running tradition, or second longest running tradition, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking an anime that we've talked about before, like, many a times. It's come up in, like... In facts or just randomly, but I'm picking Rosario plus Vampire.
Oh, we're gonna do both seasons?
No, we could just do one.
Okay, because first season, I don't think I've ever. Okay,
the second season is better.
Second season sucks. I don't like the second season, but I might have been too weird back then. I might like it more now, but I don't know. Can you do 24 episodes, Jay? It's up to you.
Yeah, I could do 24.
Yeah, so it is 24. It's two seasons.
Okay, yeah. Then we can do both.
You know what? One of a fun fact, Jay.
Basically Irumakun?
Yeah.
but it came out before?
Yeah, this anime is, like, rearranged, I guess.
Really?
So, like, the finale, the anime's finale is actually the finale to the first chapter.
Really?
Yeah, like they mixed all the chapters around.
What the heck?
Yeah, so very interesting. The same thing, we don't talk about it much, but I guess we did when we did it, but in Mob Psycho Season 1, they did that a lot too, where they like pulled from different chapters in the future and like adapted them now in a different order.
Yeah, I think we did mention that.
Yeah, so, like, they adapted this manga indifferently. So, very interesting.
Yeah.
I hope it's 24. I hope it's not 26. 24 episodes.
Yeah. You can watch it on Crunchyroll.
Oh, there you go. Dub. Dub's there.
Yeah, the dub's on there.
Rei Kugumiya plays the... it's just weird that I know this. Rei Kugumiya plays the Snow Girl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Does that mean you're gonna watch the sub?
Probably not. all right, Jay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you listened to, I forgot the whole spiel, Jay. If you enjoyed,
go ahead and follow us.
No, if you enjoyed our review on Dance the Dinosaur, or you're excited to check out our review on Rosario Vampire, go ahead, leave us a like, leave us a review, subscribe to us on all major podcasting platforms, email us at animecherubom.com, and follow the Instagram at animecherubom for updates whenever we miss stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's it, everybody.
Yeah, everybody, stay dancing. Oh, shout it.